going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, April 23rd. It's 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us so early. We appreciate you being here this half hour. It's just for you guys. We are not obligated to be here till 6 o'clock in the morning, but we come in early because we know so many of you are up early and we want to help get your day started off right. So here we are ready to go. It's going to be a good day. You look so nice today. You look all dressed up. Are you going somewhere today?
You think so? Why do you make me? Because it's the skirt.
You're wearing a skirt. Yeah. I don't see you wear skirts very often.
You know what it is? It's because I shaved my legs.
Oh, you got to show them off now.
Yeah, so I'm like, let me wear a skirt, but I really don't wear a skirt. And there really is nothing special going on today, except it's an average Wednesday.
A skirt. You look good.
Thank you. Tell me about your post or your birthday stuff yesterday. What'd you do?
Oh, it was a nice day. Thank you to you and to everyone who just made my day so special. It was, I always get really like depressed on my birthday and really like sad. And maybe it's just that you get nostalgic and think, you know, of like your life and stuff. But yesterday was like one of the first birthdays I wasn't depressed. It was so
really?
Great. Yeah, I was happy all day. Everyone was so kind to me. From gifts to messages to texts to cards, I was just so overwhelmed with all the love I was feeling. So I left here. I met a friend quickly. She wanted to give me a little gift yesterday right after the show. Went home. I had to change because I was doing the TV show Las Vegas Now on Channel 8 yesterday afternoon. I got there. My coworkers there, they set up just my cubicle. They decorated it. They got me a cake. I got some gifts. It was really sweet. And then when I went home, I knew we were going to go out to dinner, but my husband didn't really tell me where we were going to go out to dinner. I just assumed we were going to go somewhere around the house because it was a Tuesday, you know.
Yeah.
I got work to do. I still got to get ready for the next day. And he told me we were going to go to one of my favorite restaurants, which is Barry's downtown. And I was like, oh, that's way too nice for a Tuesday night. And he's like, no, it's your birthday. I want to take you there. We'll get you in and out. He said, I will have you home by puck drop with the Golden Knights playing. We didn't make puck drop.
You didn't. I had a feeling.
We were in the car. We were in the car, to his credit. And the only reason we probably didn't make it was because I felt like I had to put a birthday 20 in a machine. I was like, if I'm going to hit anything, today's going to be my lucky day. It's my birthday. So I turned $20 into $50.
Okay.
So I did win something, you know.
You did. You gained twice as much or
yes,
more.
Yes, 2.5 times. So I was very excited about that. But came home. did my work, watched some of the Golden Knights game, a rough game for them last night. But yeah, all in all, it was a really awesome day.
I loved the purple dress that you wore last night.
Oh, thank you.
I saw your post this morning. I don't know what it is. I felt like there was this new glow to you.
No, my gosh. It's so funny because you were not the only person to say that. They're like, I just love you in lilac. Like, that is one of my favorite colors on you. And I don't have a lot of lilac clothes, I'll be honest. And so the reason I wore that dress, it was what I was wearing when I went to the TV show yesterday. And every day, me and my coworker, her name is Jillian, we decide to wear the same color. And so the night before, she'll text me and say, like, hey, let's wear this color tomorrow. Or she'll say, do you have any ideas on what color you want to wear? And so she texted me on Monday night and she's like, birthday girl gets to pick the color. And I was like, you know what? My husband loves me in that lilac dress. I go, how about lilac? And she's like, done. And so it's just, thank you for saying that. I never really thought twice about it.
I don't know if I've actually ever seen you in that color before. And there was something about seeing you, maybe it was the lighting too, that did really well. But if you ever need a color, I think purple or lilac
should
be that.
That's my color? Mm-hmm. Okay, noted. I'm now proceeding to change entire wardrobe to lilac.
Nothing but lilac now.
No, it's got to be. Well, I love it because that's Army's color.
Yes.
That's for BTS fans. You know what that means. But yeah, it was a great day yesterday. And thank you guys. Just you're always reaching out and I just appreciate all that you guys do. So let's get this show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana? To hear Pony by Ginuwine. Or do you want to hear Gimme More by Britney Spears? Your choices. You can vote right now. A few ways. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you ever misheard something and totally like freak out? Steph's got a story where she thought a beehive was about to make her Beyonce dreams come true, but it didn't happen. That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Pony by Ginuwine is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, this is the pre-show. So sometimes you think you hear someone say something and it's actually something completely different, or maybe you just misunderstand what they're saying. And I think if I was in your position, I would have had a major freak out until I realized what was actually being said.
Oh yeah, my freak out was excited, and then my freak out went from excited to, oh my God, are we okay?
Not excited.
Yeah. So we were at Hop and Shop this past weekend, and we were all separated all around the mall. And I remember I got done hosting one of the egg hunts, and I turned around and our coworker Ramon said something, and I'm like, shut up. No way. He goes, hey, Steph, did you hear? There's a beehive. I'm like, oh my God, I'm immediately thinking my girls and my guys and the Beyonce fan club are here.
Oh, I'm immediately looking for someone in a Renaissance t-shirt, like a fan, a wind machine, like where's Blue Ivy? Where's the choreo? I am like actually excited.
And I'm like, finally, I get to talk to my people. The Cowboy Carter tour starts in a couple days. I cannot wait. And he goes, no, I'm not talking about Beyonce fans. I'm talking about a literal beehive, Steph, like with bees and stuff.
Like right next to you. You're about to get stung.
No kidding. So luckily, it wasn't next to us. It was actually like a few blocks down from where we were set up. So he was showing me a video. He goes, yeah, look. And he turns around his phone and the swarm of bees around one of the tents of the vendors, they had to evacuate that little area.
Oh, no. Not a single lady in sight. All bees.
I was so sad and I was also frightened, but I'm like, darn it. I couldn't talk about the Cowboy Carter tour with anybody.
Man, I hate when you think you hear one thing and it makes you so happy and excited and you realize you heard like the complete opposite or it wasn't even close. You just misunderstood. I remember once I was at a farmer's market down in downtown Summerlin. Like sometimes on the weekends, they have like these cool farmer's markets. And there's this lady handing out samples and she says, try the fig spread. But I didn't hear that. I heard, try the big bread. So I was like, yes. I go, what did I say? I said something like, I love a carb moment. And she kind of looked at me weird. And then she hands me this tiny little cracker with a smear of jelly on it.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Like I tried to play it cool, but I was devastated. I was so sad.
Anytime you bring up bread, I think of Oprah.
I love bread.
That's me.
I love bread.
So she's like, try the big bread. Well, no, she says like, try the fig spread, and I'm like, ew, this cracker. And I was just, I came for the focaccia, and I left with this. It was so disgusting.
Oh, man.
I mean, the fig spread was fine. I mean. Yeah, it was.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, April 23rd. It is 6:04. Thank you guys for being here. So much to get to on the show today. Just a quick little thank you to everyone who made my day yesterday amazing. You included, Steph. It was just such a great birthday. And so many of you guys reached out to me and made comments and likes and posts. And it was just really nice. So I am just still on the high of my birthday yesterday.
Oh, we are. You're so loved. And I'm so happy you had an amazing day. My day was good, except last night. Last night was interesting. I had to, I noticed that my toothbrush, like I have an electric toothbrush and it was time to replace the head. It's been a couple months. Mm-hmm. So I said, trying to take it off. And I was like struggling to get the head of the toothbrush off. So I'm pulling and pulling. I'm like, I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to ask James to do it. And I know James, he gets things open like super quick. Like if I'm struggling with the jar or anything, he'll get it off in like 2 seconds. So I'm like, here, babe, can you just take off this toothbrush head for me so I can replace it? So he grabs a paper towel so he can get a better grip. He puts it on the toothbrush head and he's pulling and he's pulling. And guess what he does?
Oh no. Don't tell me he broke it.
He broke the whole thing off.
Oh no. He didn't know his own strength.
He didn't. So then the entire like toothbrush, the top of it is completely snapped off. I ended up, I just had him throw it away. I'm like, just throw the whole thing away. I'll just get a new one.
Oh no. So, was it one of those fancy electric toothbrushes or is it like a one you could dispose of?
No, it's those fancy electric toothbrushes.
And you just throw it away? There's no way to fix it?
No way. Because when you snap it off, the bottom part where you can actually turn on the toothbrush, there's the part where the head is that's completely stuck on it.
Oh,
you can't
no.
put anything on it. So I ended up last night having to brush my teeth with one of the new ones, but like a little one. So I'm like in there with a little
just a little tooth. Head and no bottom to it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That is the worst when you go to fix something and you make it even worse. Yeah. After the fact, you know, I it reminds me of this time. I remember I was something was wrong with our garbage disposal and Matt wasn't home. So I'm like, oh, how hard can this be? I'm like, oh, let me take a look. So I was like, I get under the sink with the flashlight, like I am on like CSI Kitchen Edition or something. I'm like, okay, let me see what's going on here. And I see the little reset button because I've seen Matt press that before. So I press it and like nothing. And so I see like there's, I look down and I see there's something like stuck in there, but I can't like, I'm afraid to stick my hand down there because I don't know. What if it turns on while my hand is in there, you know? So I see something in there and I'm like, what is that? And I'm not gonna put my hand in because I don't want it to turn on. And so I get a wooden spoon and I like stick it in there to try to wiggle it loose. Not only did I not fix it, the wooden spoon snapped in half, launched across the kitchen. Like I started screaming. I was like, ah, because I thought it had turned on. And I was like, okay, I fixed nothing. And now I don't have a wooden spoon.
Yeah. I bet Matt came home. He's like, let me do this next time, babe.
He literally came in. He was like, did a couple of things, boom, boom, boom. And then he pulled out half of the wooden spoon, pulled out what was stuck in there. I was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm not going to try to fix these things anymore.
Last time you ever do that.
Yeah, exactly. So, sometimes it happens. So much coming up on the show today, you guys. In the 8 o'clock hour, we have your tickets to see New Kids on the Block. Their Las Vegas residency is going to be kicking off in June. And we've got your tickets with Heads Up at 7:30, a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland California for you with the Mega Minute. Don't forget a $500 diamond pendant with Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers and Beat Mercedes at 7. In just a few minutes, we'll have your tickets to check out Pitbull's residency. But on the way next, we have what's trending. The Rock Hall fan vote is in, and one artist pulled ahead with over 300,000 votes. But does fan support actually get you inducted? We have the surprising answer coming up next.
Are you guys ready?
All right,
let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is trending this morning. The results of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote are in, and the winner of the fan vote with 300,000 votes is Fish. Wow, those fish heads, man, they came out to vote. It was actually over 330,000 or 100,000 votes. Like, it was crazy. Now, Bad Company, they came in second with 281,000 votes, followed by Mr. Billy Idol. Really surprised that finishing fourth, Cyndi Lauper. I don't know why. I thought she would have been so much higher than that.
Not only that, but I felt like she should have been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame already.
At this point, seriously, Joe Cocker, he rounded out the top five. The rest of the top 10 was Soundgarden, Chubby Checker, The Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, and Joy Division / New Order. So here's the thing, though. I thought this was very interesting. I thought once you won the fan vote, that you were like going in. I thought the fan vote was kind of like your free pass into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, the fans put you there, right? Well, the fan vote actually doesn't have a ton of influence on who makes the hall. It only counts for a single ballot. One ballot. That's all it counts for.
How many ballots is there in total?
1,200.
Oh my God.
Yeah. 1,200 are cast. It counts for one of those ballots. So there is only one year where the winner of the fan vote did not make the hall. So it usually does happen where they make it. There was one year that they didn't, one artist did not make the hall after the fan vote. It was Dave Matthews Band.
Aww.
In 2020. Now they got their redemption, thankfully. They got in 4 years later. But that, I mean, how insulting. The fans vote you in, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like, nah, we're totally good.
It was during the pandemic. And, you know, maybe the Dave Matthews Band was busy that time. They didn't get to vote.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
This year's inductees are going to be announced this Sunday night on American Idol. And that is what's trending. All right, let's do this. It is time to win this morning with Heads Up, an early edition for you. And we have your tickets right now to see Pitbull.
Fireball.
Vegas After Dark, the residency. It is happening at the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. And they just added new dates because the show has just been so good. fans are loving it. So your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you have to do is pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds in that category, and these Pitbull tickets are yours. Who wants to play Heads Up? Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Tammy. You are caller 20.
Yeah. Yay, good morning.
Good morning. Let's do this. Let's get you a pair of tickets to check out Pitbull's residency, Vegas After Dark. I just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Talk Flipper to Me, Poetic Justice, or Spaced Out?
Let's do the first one, Talk Flipper to Me.
Okay, National Dolphin Day was last week. So these are all things associated with dolphins, okay?
Okay.
How well do we know our dolphins? So the good news is all we got to do is get six of these. I think we'll be okay. You ready to do this, Tammy?
All right, let's do it, Mercedes.
Okay.
You guys got this. Okay, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
The Pacific, the Atlantic. These are types of...
Ocean?
Yes. This is a place where you could go see Shamu back in the day. I don't know if you can...
The World?
Yes. This is someone, if, you know, you have this job, if you teach the dolphins to do flips, you're their what? You're their personal...
Trainer?
Yes, yes. Yes, this is what they eat. You hand them a fistful of this. Just
fish?
Yes. This is the type of whale Shamu was or is or they're black.
Orca?
Yes. This is where you might go and look at fish that are on display. Go to the what?
An aquarium?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow, Tammy. You're on it. And so early in the morning, too. I am thoroughly impressed. Congratulations. You're going to see Pitbull.
Awesome. Thank you, Mercedes.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. That show is supposed to be so much fun. His Vegas After Dark residency. They just added new dates, and it's at the Blue Live Theater over at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. So make sure you keep listening for the rest of the week, because right around this time, we'll give away another pair of tickets tomorrow morning. It's Mix 94.1.
How we do, fancy life.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Is there something that you have purchased before that you didn't realize, like, how expensive they were? You all this time you thought they were, like, reasonably priced, and then it's your time to go buy one, and you're like, wait, these cost how much? Like, no one warned me that buying a rug is like buying real estate, because I was just completely shocked at the price of rugs. Did you know rugs are expensive?
I found out the hard way too.
I couldn't believe it. I walked into the store this past weekend thinking I'd pick up a cute little area rug for our living room. The one we have is kind of getting older and starting to, you know, like lint is starting to collect on it. And I did not buy this rug, or I think I got it on Amazon like years ago, maybe. I just thought it was like, seriously, I thought it was like $60. I don't remember. I know I didn't pay a ton for it, but I was just looking for something soft, maybe like a little pattern or something, nothing too fancy. I see this one and I flip the tag over. $789.
No way.
I literally said, I go, is this made out of unicorn hair? Like, what the heck? I could not believe my eyes. I thought I was reading it wrong. There was just like no possible way. So I just stood there and I'm just like holding the corner of this rug. Like it was like this sacred scroll, like trying to figure out how does something that sits on the floor cost more than some people's first car? Like, that is absolutely insane. So is there something that you did not realize was insanely expensive until you actually had to buy it yourself? Like you said, I thought rugs were like $60 max, so I didn't know what they cost.
Something for me was I needed a new suitcase, and my zipper broke. I was like struggling to, you know, like that little part where you can get the handle. So I'm like, oh, I'll just buy a new one. I go online on Amazon to buy a suitcase. $250, the one I wanted. I'm like, what? Why are these so expensive? I'm expecting like $80, maybe the max 100. Suitcases, some of them, even like the fancier ones, like range up to $500.
What the heck? Like, that's crazy. Let's talk to Sophie. Hey, Sophie, what is something you did not realize was expensive until you actually had to buy it?
So it still gets me every single time, but the very first time I had to buy a cell phone.
A cell phone?
You walk in the store and they've got all these new phones out there. You want to update your phone because they're showing the newest, latest, greatest things. And it's like $1,000, $1,200 for a cell phone. And I'm just like, oh, God, okay, I think I'll keep what I have.
Yeah, you're like, I thought maybe like $150, $200. But then you're like, wait, what? $1,000? Yeah, that is a perfect example. We just got this text. It says, do you guys know how much a garden hose costs? I went to buy one the other day thinking it would be like $50 or so. They were like $200. Hoses are $200? We have one, but I never knew that's what they actually cost. That is crazy. This one says, I found a pair of buckled jeans at Goodwill and I paid about $12 for them. I love them so I went to Buckle to buy another pair and they were $92.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's like a big price difference right there from 12 to 92. Diane, what is the item that you were completely shocked when you found out how much it actually cost?
Well, we moved into a new house and it was a little older. So let me take you off Bluetooth here. It was a little older. So, we had to replace the doors, and it was $15,000.
For doors?
No, we replaced, like, the outside doors. So we had a couple in the backyard, one in the front yard, you know, one is our entryway. Yeah, in the garage door.
I am literally speechless right now. I will never be replacing my doors.
Life
never,
is expensive.
Ever.
You ready? Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A pop-up performance by Lorde was shut down by police in New York yesterday. The singer, she posted a video earlier this month that included a snippet of her new single called What Was That? And it showed her walking around New York City's Washington Square Park. So yesterday, she sends out this email blast to her friends, or her fans, and it says, meet me in the park tonight, 7 p.m. So hundreds of people show up. But just before showtime, she posted a video saying, the cops are shutting us down.
No!
I know, right? A lot of the fans stuck around anyway. And 2 hours later, she returned to the spot and she debuted her new song. So she got to do it, but it was just kind of a mess at first. I think it's better to give the cops a heads up on what you're going to do, just so maybe they can be prepared and then they don't have to shut it down. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, because maybe they want to, maybe you give them a little something too. Like, hey, you know, the cops, we're throwing a party. Here's some cake.
I was like, okay, like we don't want to bribe the cops. But yes, I know what you mean.
Like they can join in on the party and the fun too.
Yeah.
I loved Lorde when she came out during Charlie XCX set the weekend one of Coachella.
I'm really excited to see this new, just based on what I've heard of the song. And I just feel like this is kind of a new Lorde era, and I'm really excited about it. I think there's been a lot of predictions musically that she's going to be a contender for Song of the Summer with her new song, What Was That? And it's just, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
Have you heard it?
I've heard snippets of it. I think we played some of it last week, the little snippet that she put online.
Let's
maybe
see.
We didn't.
I don't see it in our system, no.
It sounds really really good. I'm looking forward to it. We could try to find it and put it in and play it later. But yeah, I just I think she's on to a new era, and I think it's going to be a good one. So we'll keep you posted. Also, this morning, I know it's just April 23rd, but consider this your warning, okay, guys? Have you made your Mother's Day reservations yet? While you still have a couple of weeks to finalize your plans, it seems like a lot of people have dropped the ball in the past. According to new research, 39% of moms have had to book their own meal to celebrate their special holiday.
This sounds sad, but it sounds about right.
I know, right? So don't let her do that. You make the reservation. In fact, do it now. We'll wait. Okay, well, hopefully you started. half of Americans say they're planning to dine at a restaurant to celebrate Mother's Day this year, but that doesn't mean that they've made the reservation. So make sure you do that, because nearly 29% of Americans admit to panic booking a restaurant within 24 hours of Mother's Day. And that's when you know, like, all the good reservations are going to be gone at that point. So it's tough. Have you ever, as a mom, had to do something that should have been someone else's job? I remember one year I wanted to cry. My mom made her own birthday cake and I wanted to cry. I was young, but my dad didn't get her or wasn't planning to make her a birthday or get her a birthday cake. He got her presents, but like just seeing my mom frosting her own birthday cake and putting happy birthday on it, it literally broke my heart. After that, I asked her to teach me how to bake. And from that year on, I baked cakes for her.
How
for her
old
birthday.
Are you?
I think when that happened, I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. And so I was like, can you teach me how to bake? And it was like literally the box cake. It wasn't like I was some amazing pastry chef or anything. I was literally adding water and two eggs and throwing it in the oven. But at least I was doing it, because I never wanted to see my mom bake her own birthday cake again.
Honestly, that's like oldest sister syndrome right there. Yes. Like you having to feel like you have to take on your mom's duties.
Oh, I don't want her to do that. Yeah. So finally this morning, Ben Affleck says it is really important for his kids to have minimum wage jobs to learn the value of hard work and money. So he has three kids. They're all with Jennifer Garner. He has Violet, who's 19, Finn, who's 16, and Samuel, who is 13. And he did an interview and he was talking about just being someone that has wealth and trying to teach your kids to appreciate the value of a dollar when you have that. And there's a video that went viral recently where he told his son Samuel no to a pair of sneakers. The sneakers were worth $6,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So in this interview yesterday, he said, he was like, we have the money. And I was like, I have the money. You're broke. So he said, if you want, he told him that if you want something like that, you can work 1,000 hours at minimum wage. Or if you work 1,000 hours, you might not want to spend it on a pair of shoes. So he says, even though you love your kids, you are doing them a disservice if you don't teach them that they have to work for what they want. And his two older kids both have jobs. His oldest is also trying to get a summer internship.
Okay. I mean, I get the Nepo baby thing and like they're born into not fame, but wealth really. And I think that's really awesome of Ben to do, but like, let's be honest, if your kid's in a rut, you're gonna pay for it. You're not gonna make them, you know, count pennies to do it.
I agree, but I think it's just to a certain level. Like $6,000 sneakers, absolutely not. There's right. Like my kids will, we're not wealthy by any means, but they'll ask for things and I'm like, yeah, okay. but now it's great because my oldest, she has a job, so she's paying it forward. She's starting to buy stuff for us, which is amazing.
Sophie,
oh my gosh, she bought me those tickets to J-Hope and I was like, this is great. Not only do I not have to pay for the tickets, I don't have to deal with Ticketmaster. Thank you.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning. Is it Hugo?
Hugo.
Hugo. Yeah. You are caller 20. I'm good. How are you doing this morning, Hugo?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You ready to win this $500 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers?
I hope so. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it. Seriously, all you got to do is guess the song faster than I can. I'm going to leave the studio. I'm going to leave you to it. You've got this. It's a good day to win some jewelry. Okay, Hugo?
Okay, got it.
All right. Good luck.
Bye, Mercedes.
Thank you.
She's out. All right, Hugo, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song.
Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud and proud into the microphone of your phone, okay? Once we shout out, got it, we stop the clock, and then you got to give me something within 5 seconds, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
All righty. Let's see here. I'm putting down your time. Owen, go ahead and bring in Mercedes for me. Mercedes, we're ready for you. All right, Hugo. What you up to this morning?
I was taking the kids to school this morning, all four of them.
All four of them? What's their names?
Nolan, Lennox, Alden, and Mara.
I love it. All right, Mercedes is back. Hi, Mercedes.
Who is that? Who is that? I just heard names. Who
Those
is that?
Are his kids' names.
Oh, four kids. Awesome.
All right, the next sound that you hear, we'll restart the clock, is the song.
Okay.
And that song starts now.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lady Gaga Poker Face?
Is it Lady Gaga's Poker Face? You stop the clock at 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just kidding. You stop the clock at 1.9.
Oh, I was like, wait, that's well, I mean, okay.
Yeah, I'm messing with you.
Okay.
All right. And Hugo also got it right. But he stopped the clock at 2.9 seconds.
Oh, no.
By a whole second,
wait,
Mercedes.
What? Okay, so were you really messing with me?
Yeah, I was messing with you. You got 1.9, and he got 2.9.
No, I don't like this. I don't like this. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Hugo. And now his kids are going to be mad at me.
Yep, they are.
Oh, my gosh. That was
so close, Mercedes.
That
one
is,
second.
Wow. I am, one of the first times, I really don't like winning on this game. But the show must go on, I guess. So that means this $500 diamond pendant just turned into a $525 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And of course, we're playing the song. It's Poker Face, Lady Gaga, and it's Mix 94.1. I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Did you see the rage that people felt? It was last week, and Complex, they posted their Disney Channel Mount Rushmore. It was the four women that they say made up the Disney Channel. And they had Raven Simone on there, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Zendaya. And people lost their minds. They were like, the disrespect, the way you are not including the OG of the Disney Channel, Hilary Duff, is unheard of. Did you see people freaking out about that?
I sure did. And actually, when I first saw the post, I was like, wait, who's some of these people? Some of the way that, I guess, AI made it or however.
Yeah, the looks weren't like really accurate, in my opinion, either.
I thought it was actually, to me, pretty accurate. Although when someone said Hilary Duff, I'm like, oh, how can we forget Lizzie McGuire?
Come on, you got it. And if you're really old school, do you remember the movie Cadet Kelly?
Of course.
Okay.
With Christy Romano.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You have to include Hilary Duff on that list. That was just such a travesty. Now, I don't disregard the other ones on there, but I think you got to make room definitely you got to keep Raven Simone on there. Miley, for sure. So between Selena and Zendaya, I think one of them has to make room for Hilary Duff,
yeah,
for sure.
Maybe it's half their faces, one Hilary and the other one Zendaya. But this would be kind of fun. Think about the things here in town in Las Vegas. What things would we put on our Vegas Mount Rushmore? Maybe in the Vegas skyline. Maybe we can give us categories and we can put our big Mount Rushmores into that Vegas category.
Oh man, that's tough. Like the Mount Rushmore of Vegas headliners.
Ooh.
Who would be the four Vegas headliners you would put on the Mount Rushmore of Vegas headliners? 702-364-9400. Who would you put?
Okay, so I'm going based off of who I've seen here in town, and by far my favorite Vegas residency was Bruno Mars.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No phones, just singing, looking out into the audience, and all present. I really, really thought Bruno Mars should be on that Mount Rushmore of Vegas residencies. The other person that I loved seeing here in town, Adele.
That show was incredible.
Jaw-dropping, tears, funny, all around. Adele, I think, should be on this list. Someone that kind of caught me for surprise that I saw live, and it was the first opening night. She only did a couple shows here in town, but it was a residency. Kelly Clarkson.
I like all of these, and I get where you're going. But do you think that, like, the Mount Rushmore of Vegas residencies, these are the ones? Like, are you including history of Vegas?
I'm not including history, and the only reason why is because I've never seen them. Do I know they're amazing? Probably. Do I know that they've probably built history in this town? Of course, but I've never seen these people.
Okay, okay. All right, who's your last one?
Last one, I got to put my boy Usher. Loved it. Saw him twice. So that's my Mount.
That one.
Those are my Mount Rushmore, Mercedes.
Okay, I'm going on history of Vegas. I haven't seen all of these either, especially the older ones. But I think if we are going to do a Mount Rushmore of Vegas headliners, you have to include history of Vegas and just the headliner in general. And right off the bat, I put Mr. Las Vegas himself, Wayne Newton, on there. Like, what is a Mount Rushmore of Vegas headliners without Mr. Las Vegas himself? Like, and I may be biased, but, you know, this guy is an icon.
Okay, I see where you're going.
So I put him on there. Then, again, haven't seen this headliner. I don't believe I was alive when he was doing headlining shows here, is Mr. Elvis Presley. What year did he die? Like 1970, so he in the 70s. And he performed, it was the
Westgate.
But what was it before? The International. That was the name,
yes,
of it. He performed at the International. And I mean, wow, he was Elvis. And I feel like he kind of started this residency,
okay,
thing. Then I would put the queen who brought back the residency, that made it not a cheesy thing. Oops, I put your button.
Bruno Mars.
Not Bruno Mars. That would be Celine Dion. She made the residency cool again. Because for a while there, it was like, oh, cheesy, like Vegas residency. Like, okay, Celine Dion made it cool. Everyone was like, oh my gosh. And then the one I totally agree with you on, Adele. I mean, that show. And I remember when she canceled originally and everyone was so mad at her. And she's like, I just don't want to do it unless I do it right. And I was kind of mad, too. But I'm glad that we waited. It was worth the wait.
It is. And then you got to trust the artist. And this is why.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, let's talk to Kimberly. Kimberly, the Mount Rushmore of Las Vegas headliners. Who do you put up there?
Wayne Newton.
Just Wayne Not Newton? Only Wayne Newton. Four different versions of Wayne Newton.
Yeah, through the years of different age groups of Wayne Newton.
Yeah, I feel like there's others that we've missed, like, you know, the Rat Pack era. Like,
of course.
Oh my gosh, did we put the Rat? Well, we can't put all of the Rat Pack on there if it's a Mount Rushmore. We're getting a ton of texts. Oh my gosh, Elvis, Wayne Newton, Frank Sinatra, Sammy is a must. Let's talk to Bo. Bo, who goes on the Mount Rushmore of Vegas headliners?
Good morning. You've got to go with Elvis, who passed away in 1977, by the way.
Okay.
And also Frank Sinatra in the Rat Pack.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Anyone else you would add to that?
Oh, my gosh. Elvis,
Wayne. Oh, he's coming on a delay.
Right. Yeah.
Bo, those are really great picks. We're getting some texts here. This one says, how are you not picking Donnie and Marie?
Oh man. That is so true.
Just because they take up two spots.
Yeah. Again, we can split them in half.
That would be a tough one. This one says, what about Britney Spears? She should be there. She did kind of revamped the residency. I didn't even think about
Did you
Britney.
See Britney when she was here?
I did.
How
I
was
did.
It?
It was good. I mean, you know, she wasn't singing live, but she was performing, and that was fun to see. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, everyone's saying Celine is a must on that one. I don't know. I think we could keep this debate going for another hour, honestly, with all your texts. Shania Twain, Siegfried and Roy, the Rat Pack, Barry Manilow, Rod Stewart. Oh my gosh, Danny Gans. You weren't here with Danny Gans was alive. He was amazing.
Danny Gans.
Oh my gosh, I loved him. So great, great feedback, guys. Luckily, we don't have to build this.
No kidding.
All right, it is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute, and we have your tickets to Legoland California. A 4-pack of them for you right now when you conquer the Mega Minute. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. You get them all right, and that 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California is yours. Caller 20. You are playing right now. 702-364-9400. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Good morning, Amanda. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Woo!
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes, and I'm here with my husband. I hope he can help.
Oh, what's his name?
Mike.
Mike, okay. Yes, he can definitely help. Here's the deal, guys. I've got 10 questions for you. You have to answer them all correctly in 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, Amanda, maybe Mike knows it. Mike, make sure you scream it, because if I hear the correct answer, we're moving on to the next question, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Amanda and Mike, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Who is known as the Bishop of Rome and the head of the Catholic Church?
Pope.
Yes. What movie character is known for saying, "Yo, Adrian"?
Rocky.
Yes. Oh. The Academy Awards are also known as which award show?
Oscar?
Yes. Jenna Ortega played which character in The Addams Family?
Wednesday.
Yes. How would you write 200 in Roman numerals?
Pass.
Which bone is also known as the kneecap?
Pass.
What is the largest species of penguin?
Pass.
What president is on the $50 bill?
Benjamin?
No.
Franklin?
Jenna Bush Hager's dad is also known as which former president?
Who?
Jenna Bush Hager's dad is known as which former president?
George Bush?
Yes, I would give you that one. It was George W. Bush. Oh,
dang it. All right, bye.
It was really tough. Some of these, Amanda, they were really hard. I wouldn't have known the answers to a couple of these either. So don't feel too bad. How would you write 200 in Roman numerals? I'd have no idea. It's CC.
Oh,
now we know. Okay.
I've known even 100.
I didn't know that. Which bone is also known as the kneecap? That's the patella. The largest species of penguin is the emperor penguin. The president that's on the $50 bill, again, wouldn't have known this. Ulysses S. Grant on that one. And then, yeah, Jenna Bush Hager's dad is known as which former president? The answer is George W. Bush. You said George Bush. I gave you that one. And that means no winner for the Mega Minute today. Darn it. Well, caller 20, you are in luck, because you're going to get these tickets. 4 of them, Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California, just for being caller 20 right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, just a friendly reminder this morning, air travelers across the country face a major deadline as the requirement for real ID at airport security takes effect on May 7th. But reports are that most states are not fully prepared for this. They analyzed data from April 7th to April 18th and found that at least 16 states are less than 50% compliant on that. Yeah. So after nearly 20 years of delays, the federal government's going to start requiring people to have this beefed up ID card known as Real ID to fly or enter federal government buildings as of May 7th. In most cases, this just translates to a star of some sort in the upper, I think it's in the upper right-hand corner of the driver's license, I believe.
I think so too.
Yeah, a standard license is fine for driving and stuff, but it's no longer going to cut it at security checkpoints is basically what it is. But for people without an ID like that, you can still use your passport or a state-issued enhanced license, they say, to board a domestic flight. So to get a real ID, you can start by checking out your state's DMV for instructions. So,
oh my God, I got my real ID forever ago.
I know. I think I got mine, like, I felt like there was talk about making this putting this in effect around COVID, and I feel like that's when I got it.
Same.
And so I've had mine for a really long time.
And then COVID extended the deadline.
Yes,
right?
Because, that's what it was.
And then I'm like kind of shocked that people have taken this long to go into the DMV and get their real ID. I get people are procrastinators, but if I knew that this deadline happened years ago, I was like, I'm going to make sure I get it done.
Yeah, but have you seen the lines at the DMV?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still doing this appointment stuff, and it's like,
mm-mm.
I kind of get it. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got it when I got it. also this morning, so if you're a fan of The Bachelor or The Golden Bachelor, The Golden Bachelor has been given a second season, and the new bachelor has been named. It is NFL player turned lawyer Mel Owens. He's a Detroit native, went to the University of Michigan. He was drafted to the LA Rams in 1981. And unlike the first Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, who is a widower, Owens is divorced. He has two sons. And so if you're a fan, new season coming your way. I haven't watched The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Golden Bachelor in a long time, but I always feel so left out when it's on because everybody talks about it.
Same. I'm right there with you. I don't think I've ever watched a full episode of any of these Bachelor Bachelorettes. I do see funny clips online, though, like, I was in love with her. He didn't
so
give me
dramatic.
The rose.
Yes. Like, you knew him for 3 days. What are you talking about?
I was in love with him. He kissed me, and then he kissed another girl. What's a reality show girl? Of course he's going
so
to.
So ridiculous. Finally, this morning, this is really cool. Space. I don't know. I geek out about this kind of stuff. Space is going to share a smiley face with us this weekend. So at 2:30 a.m. our time Friday morning, the crescent moon is going to temporarily align with Saturn and Venus in this triple conjunction, and it's going to form a smiley face in the sky.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be aligned for about an hour. Basically, the crescent moon is going to look like the smile.
Yes.
And then Saturn and Venus will be up there looking like the eyes.
No
and they
way.
Say it's going to be really cool. If you want to try and get a glimpse of this conjunction, they say to look for a clear eastern horizon where you can observe it. Again, this is going to be about 2:30 a.m. our time. You're not going to need binoculars or a telescope or anything, but obviously that would give you a sharper view of it, but I thought that's so cool.
Okay, so I'm looking at pictures of online where they say what it's going to potentially look like. And you know how sometimes you'll walk outside and see the moon? And when I'm thinking of the crescent, I'm thinking of like the top is, I don't know, up, and then the bottom is down. But the moon will actually be on its side.
It's like on its side, making the smile.
Oh, that's
cute. Did you see the picture?
Yes.
It's so cute. And it's adorable.
It looks like, because I can't draw, it looks like my stick figures.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the most, artful looking thing, but hey, it's celestial beings in the sky. We're
yes.
all about that.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. I just want to really quick thank everybody again yesterday for all the kind birthday wishes and cards and DMs and likes. And you were like, you totally took my breath away yesterday with the birthday card that you wrote to me. And we read it on the air. And I just, oh my gosh, I was so touched by your words yesterday. It was one of the nicest things I've ever heard in my life. It was so wonderful.
I am so happy you said that, because on Monday night when writing your card, I was really emotional and I really wanted to put everything down and lay it out in a beautiful form. And I actually asked James to read over it and to make sure that it sounded good. And one of the first things that James said to me, right when he read the first line of my card, he totally offended me. He goes, "Did ChatGPT write this?" I'm like,
"Oh,
no, ChatGPT did not write my card, write Mercedes' card I wrote for her. I really read it from the heart." And I don't know why, but that stuck with me. And I was kind of upset with him.
That's you know what? I did get a couple of messages from listeners asking the same thing.
No, they didn't.
But I think you need to take that as a compliment, because I was like, no, this is what she wrote to me and my birthday card. I think it's just because it was just so beautiful. And it literally sounded like a professional writer wrote it. Like, if you missed it yesterday, it was just crazy good. Here's part of it.
Mercedes. It's no question that these past few months have been like swimming against the current. Days, weeks, and sometimes months felt like we were drowning with no oxygen. When we were finally able to catch our breath at the surface, it was like something pushed us back down into the deep end.
Like, it was like the metaphor use and stuff. I've never heard anything like that before. I thought it was really, really beautiful. So maybe you should take it as a compliment. I mean, you didn't use ChatGPT at all. This was all original content from Steph.
Zero. I do use ChatGPT, but I did not use it for the card. But you can go into my history. Nothing.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never question it. I think that sometimes when people hear something that's really good, they just assume, like, there's no way you wrote that. You know what I mean? But I had a couple listeners ask me the same thing. They said that it didn't sound like you. And I'm like, well, what does she sound like? She sounds amazing. Like, I think it does sound like you, you know? So I wouldn't take it as an insult. I would take it as a compliment, because that's how good it was.
Ramon came in here after the show. He goes, "Wow, man, that was impressive. You really wrote that?" I'm like, "Yes, I really wrote." He's like, "I didn't know you had it in you."
We just got a text that said, "I thought the same thing." Nobody believes you wrote it, Steph. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I believe you, though, and that's all that matters because you wrote it to me. Have you ever, though, not saying you did, but have you ever used ChatGPT for, like, something to make your life easier? Like, have you ever used AI to write something and then pass it off as your own? Maybe it was like a love letter or a work email or a breakup text. I'll admit I've used ChatGPT before for captions for Instagram, trying to come up with something. My most recent post, I did not, but like there's some posts in there that I was like, I need a caption for this. I got nothing. So I've cheated with ChatGPT in that way before.
Okay. I mean, I've used ChatGPT before, but not for your card. It was for an email. And it was because it had money. It had money to be involved with. And I felt like I was getting lowballed. I was like, this is not an acceptable price. I need to negotiate for more. But I didn't want to come off as strong. So I asked ChatGPT. I'm like, hey, they're giving me X amount, but I really want this amount. So ChatGPT in seconds wrote me an email.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, this is professional. It's perfect. It gets to the point. It's telling you everything that I'm doing. And I have yet to send it because it's in my drafts, but I'm waiting for the right moment to send it.
What do you guys use it for? Seriously, let's be honest. Like, we've all used it to cheat in our way or to improve something in some way. 702-364-9400. This text says, ChatGPT is my resume writer and my therapist. Seriously, I am like BFFs with my ChatGPT. I love her so much. Let's talk to Shannon. Shannon, have you ever cheated a little bit with ChatGPT?
I have.
What did you do?
I have. So kind of similar. Well, not similar, because hers was definitely all hers. But for me, I have done it with a birthday card. So I put in everything that I was feeling. And then I had them, like I just said, can you make this better? Can you tweak it? And I have done that. I've used it for my business. I've used it for a few other things. But yes, I'm guilty of the birthday thing.
did you like get it completely like from ChatGPT, or did you just use it in a way for guidance?
No, I put everything that I was feeling about this person, like all the love I had for them. And then I said, can you just make this sound more like cohesive, right? Because it was just like word vomit. And then it just helped me kind of like do a guideline of it.
I feel like that's using it as a guideline. It's not using it. It's just making it sound better. I don't see any harm with that. Let's talk to Chloe. Chloe, good morning. Have you ever used AI to kind of cheat your way through something?
I wouldn't call it cheating. So I'm in college right now and I use it all the time for my discussion posts. So I'll just kind of put in my thoughts and tell them to ask questions and kind of bring the point home. And it helps me so much. And I'm able to kind of put all my thoughts together. And then that way I'm able to write a discussion post that's really actually thoughtful instead of, like the previous person said, kind of like word vomit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to make things sound more cohesive. It's okay. Okay. I'm going to try something really quick, Steph.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm going to type into ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Steph. I want to write a heartfelt note to my friend Mercedes for her birthday. Can you give me something? Okay.
Oh, God.
Let's see what it says. Okay. Do you have the sad music?
I do have the sad music. Let me go to yesterday's hotkey. Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Mercedes, it's no question that these past few months have been like swimming against the current. What the heck?
No!
Days, weeks,
stop.
And sometimes months felt like we were drowning with no oxygen. What? When we were finally able to catch our breath at the surface, it was like something pushed us back down into the deep end. Wait, what is happening? We wiped each other's tears when the mics turned off.
I'm mad at you.
But we have to smile again. What's going on here?
You are totally making a prank on me. I did not use ChatGPT, I swear.
I believe you. How would we persevere when we somehow did? There are bittersweet moments because trauma really brought us closer together. Steph,
I have no words for you. I'm so mad. I know you're playing a prank on me and you copied and pasted my caption.
Mix 94.1.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Something happened yesterday. It was so weird. I had one of those like retrospective moments where you think of like what could have happened if you would have taken a different path in life. And it was my birthday, and so I was getting a lot of really nice comments and texts from people, and someone had made a post on Facebook wishing me a happy birthday, and I looked at it and I was like, I know that name, and I clicked on it and I was like, oh my gosh, I went to homecoming with that guy
when
I was in high school. I forgot we were friends on social media. And so I'm looking at it and I had this thought immediately, and nothing against him, good guy. But I was like, wow, I'm so glad I didn't end up with you. like not to diss him, but like, I am really happy I met my husband. You
of
know
course.
What I mean? And so I just remember at the time when we went to homecoming, I thought, oh my gosh, this guy's amazing. And he was amazing. And he was a gentleman and he was so nice. It was just like this quiet clarity that I had where I was like, wow, that was not the life I was meant to live. Do you ever do that? It was like the one that got away, but you're glad they got away.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Has anyone like ever felt that before? 702-364-9400. It just got me to thinking about the people that we almost end up with, and it's not a total disaster, it's just not quite right for you, you know?
Oh my God, I think about that very often, because both of my exes, they still follow me on social media, and I'll see that they, you know, you can look at your Instagram stories and if whoever's viewed it, and you do like a quick scroll to see who's seen your Instagram stories, and I'll see my exes, they'll look at, they've seen my stuff, and I'm like, ugh, if I stayed with them.
Yes.
Why?
It just wasn't right, right?
Well, not if it wasn't right, but it's kind of like, why did I do that? Why did I go
there? It's like that regret, you know? Uh-huh. It's like the one that got away, but you're like, thank God. Like, get out of here.
You know, that's funny that you say that, is there's a song out right now, and James just introduced it to me yesterday. He said, let me know if you've heard this before. I heard it on the radio, and I don't know if you guys played on your station yet, but I want you to close your eyes and listen to this song and tell me what you think about it. Have you heard the song Sailor Song by Gigi Perez?
Yes, that song is really good. I've actually talked to our boss about adding that to our playlist before. I love that song. I think it is so good. I heard it. It was like back in January that they were talking about it, and then it kind of like went away, but then it kind of came back, and now it's back, and it's such a good song. If you don't know it, hold on a second. This is what it sounds like. This song is about the one that got away.
Yes. This is the song that reminds me of what we're talking about.
It's about like the timing was wrong, or life got in the way, and now they're kind of in this corner of your brain that was like the what if corner,
right?
Like what if this would have happened kind of thing. I think we should play that song. Do you guys know this song? Do you guys want to hear it? 702-364-9400. I think that is, I mean, let's break the rules this morning. Why not? We break the rules all the time.
Let's do it. We do it every day.
Do you guys, let us know what you think about it. It's called The Sailor Song. Great introspective. It's just kind of like not a full heartbreak, but not a fully healed heart either. It's really good. Sailor Song by Gigi Perez. Let us know what you think. It's Mix 94.1.
We can love off things that we know nothing about. We can go forever until you want to sit it out.
That is called A Sailor Song. It is by Gigi Perez. It's Mix 94.1. Yeah, that is the song about what could have been that just kind of weighs on you. You wonder, and we were just talking about that. We're getting a lot of feedback here at 702-364-9400. This one says, that was painfully good. That's like a great way to explain it. It
yes.
was painfully good. That song is such a good one, but about the one that got away, or thank God that they got away, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's all perspective, people. It's all perspective.
I think Gigi Perez is going to really blow up here. Her album comes out, I think it's called At the Beach.
Tomorrow.
At the Beach and Every Life is the new album, and it comes out on Friday.
Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah. What day is it?
Right?
What week is it? Oh my gosh. All right. It is time to win with Heads Up, and we've got some tickets for a group that a lot of people also feel is painfully good. New Kids on the Block. Their Las Vegas residency. It's going to be starting up here at Dolby Live over at the Park MGM. And if you want to go, we've got your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you get to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Antoinette. You are caller 20. Woo! Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Are you ready to win some New Kids on the Block tickets, Antoinette?
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. They're New Kids on the Block, Las Vegas residency, coming to Dolby Live. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Terrific Tea Time, Born in the USA, or Mad Science Club?
Oh my goodness. The Tea Time?
Terrific Tea Time. National Tea Day was on Monday.
Oh my goodness.
These are all things that start with the letter T, okay?
Okay.
Just starting with the letter T. Keep that in mind. We just need to get six in 60 seconds. We got this. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, you guys are ready. All right, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
I wear a watch so I can tell what this is.
Time.
Yes. This is like a Ford F-150 is a pickup.
Truck.
Yes. This is something you might wear every day. It might be a band one. It might have, it's made out of cotton, short sleeves.
A t-shirt.
Yes. This is a type of dance where you like shake your butt. It's like I'm shaking it over and over, so I'm doing
tango.
No, it's
twerking.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is, if you go to the pool, you're definitely going to need this to dry off with.
A towel.
Yes. This is a holiday in November with turkey.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes. Antoinette, nice job. job. I love the twerking, especially with the twerking. Oh my gosh. And you're going to be twerking when you go see New Kids on the Block.
That show
you're welcome. It's going to be so much fun. That residency is coming to Park MGM. And my gosh, people are going crazy for it. You know, tomorrow is officially New Kids on the Block Day.
Yes.
So we are celebrating. And you can bet we will have another pair of tickets for you same time tomorrow with Heads Up. So make sure you are listening. It is Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some scary moments there for Mr. Carlos Santana, the Las Vegas local and legend. He had to postpone a show after he was rushed to a hospital. He was scheduled to perform last night at the Majestic Theater in San Antonio, Texas, but he collapsed beforehand. A spokesperson says that he is okay. He was preparing for the show. He was dehydrated, and so the concert was postponed just out of an abundance of precaution. They said that he's doing well now, and he's actually looking forward to coming back to San Antonio soon. He's going to continue his U.S. tour, and that performance is going to be rescheduled. But
I've never seen Santana live. I've always wanted to see him play live, and I'm just hoping that he's okay.
I never seen him play live either, but did I ever tell you about when I ran into him in another country?
Wait, I'm totally spacing. We saw also at Bite of Las Vegas. I totally forgot.
Oh, that's right.
I'm so embarrassed. Yes, I've seen him live, but not in like his own complete show. But
yeah, in his own residency.
Yes. Okay, tell me about how you saw Santana in another country.
So we're in what city in Austria? Vienna. And we're in Vienna, and this is a few years ago. My daughters were little, and we're just walking down the street going to sightsee something. And I see this man, and I say to my husband, I go, "That guy looks like Santana." And he goes, "It is Santana." And he was with his wife, Cynthia, and this big bodyguard guy. And Matt goes, "Hey, Santana." You know how Matt is.
I love Matt.
The life of being married to an extrovert. I'm telling you, it's like, oh my gosh.
Makes friends everywhere he goes.
I'm cringing. He goes, "Hey, Santana." And Santana turns and he's like, "Hello." And he starts to like approach him because I know he wants to tell him we're from Vegas. The bodyguard gets in the middle of him and Carlos, as he should. And he's like, "We're headed somewhere." And he goes, "Santana," talks around the bodyguard, "we're from Vegas too. We see you at Honey Salt all the time." Literally, Carlos Santana stops dead in his tracks, turns around and starts walking towards us. The bodyguard's like, "What just happened?" And he comes up, he's like, "Hello." And he's like, "I recognize you now." And we're like, "Oh my gosh." And he goes, "This is my wife, Mercedes." It's like, "Yes, I know you." And I was like, "Yes, hi, how are you? It's really nice to see you again," and blah, blah, blah. We're sitting there in the middle of Vienna, just like, and finally my husband goes, "Can we get a picture?" I have the picture. I'll have to post
Please
it later. It's so funny. It's me and my family with Carlos Santana's wife standing in Vienna, just hanging out. The bodyguard is like, "What is going on?" So fast forward to the next morning, the hotel we're at has a complimentary breakfast. So we're all down there getting breakfast. I'm putting something on my plate. I turn and I look, and Carlos Santana is standing right next to me. He's literally staying at our hotel. I was like, "Oh, wow. We just keep running into each other." And he's like, "How are you this morning?" And I was like, "I'm really good. How are you?" He's like, "Good." He's like, "I want to get an egg. How should I have it prepared?" I was like, "I don't know." I go, it's Europe. They like them soft boiled here." He's like, "Excellent idea." So he's like getting a soft boiled egg, and we're just talking, and it was the craziest thing ever.
I love how Honey Salt broke the ice.
It was. As soon as he heard that we both went to Honey Salt, he was like, "Let's talk."
"Let's talk about the menu. It's like the food brings people together. That's so cool."
Let's talk about another artist this morning, Lady Gaga. She is keeping the mayhem going. I was so excited about this until I found out that Las Vegas is not on the list. She just added 7 additional dates for her mayhem ball. And I mean, I'll tell you why I'm upset about this, okay? The new dates include 3 nights in San Francisco and then 4 dates at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles, okay? Why did they not announce this earlier? So all the people who rushed to buy the Vegas tickets coming from LA are like, oh my gosh, let's go to Vegas and see her. They could have stayed in LA and seen her there. And then maybe us here in Vegas could have gotten those tickets.
I am so ashamed to say that I've never seen Lady Gaga. I mean, Lady Gaga put on a show at Coachella. And I think what people are doing now after seeing her performance at Coachella, she's so smart. She's like, I'm going to show you guys what I'm about to bring on my tour.
Yeah.
And then she adds dates. And I think that's her, like the plan that she has. But I mean, now I'm going to want to rush to buy tickets to see her in Vegas.
I tried to get them when they went on sale and I was like in eternal like waiting room hell and then they were all gone. So it was, I'm just like, why didn't they announce? So I'm going to try and buy one of these LA dates if I can. But her show, I've seen a couple of her shows. I've seen like her Park MGM show. I've seen the when she was with Tony Bennett.
Oh.
I saw her at the T-Mobile Arena. She is an amazing performer.
And her tour is going to start here in Vegas.
Yeah.
So you know Vegas is going to be on the map when she starts it.
100%. All right. Finally, this morning, everyone is crazy about getting their protein these days, right? Food, just social media is filled with tips and tricks how to sneak protein into your diet. But wait until you hear about this new way that is trending. People are snacking on wedges of Parmesan cheese.
Mm.
So did you know that Parmesan Reggiano is known to be a high protein cheese?
No idea.
More than 10 grams of protein per ounce.
No kidding.
I had no idea. So these TikToks are going viral where people are like unwrapping full wedges of Parmesan. I'm saying like I'm so over protein bars and just switching to full blocks of Parmesan cheese to get their protein.
James had to go to the grocery store this past weekend, got a whole block of Parmesan cheese because I was making quesadillas. And he goes, oh, I'll get it. And I'm like, Parmesan cheese for quesadillas?
That is not a quesadilla cheese.
I told him that. So I'm like, this is the only cheese I got. So I'm putting the block of cheese. I'm grating it. I ended up eating the Parmesan cheese with our quesadillas that night. I had a stomach ache.
Mm-hmm.
Never again Parmesan cheese.
Did it even melt?
It did melt, actually.
It did?
Surprisingly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they say that Parmesan is a solid protein choice. It's not a great idea to binge snack it because it's got higher fat and sodium levels. So if you do start going for the Parmesan, they say make sure you pair it with something with fiber.
Or some Tums.
Yeah, you're going to have some issues. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is there something that improved your quality of life so much that you honestly look back and you're like, why did I not do this sooner? 702-364-9400. I was talking to a friend a few weeks ago about bras. We just got on the subject of bras. And like, I'm not talking about the ones that feel like a medieval torture device, you know, by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I told her I started wearing this specific brand a few years ago. And I told her, I'm like, this is, to me, the perfect bra. I don't endorse the company. I'm hesitant to even say it because I don't want it to come off like, you know, I'm selling bras here. But I was telling her about this bra brand. So, you know, I was like, yeah, and I only wear this brand now. And so I run into her yesterday for my birthday and she goes, I have to tell you something. And she grabs my arm like hard and like puts her fingers. She goes, that bra is a game changer. Like she finally bought one. And I guess she is like, oh my gosh. She goes, I love it. I wish I knew about this a long time ago. And I'm sitting there like, right? Like, well, I told you, like, this is the bra that I love. Why wasn't I wearing this 10 years ago? I think I've been wearing them for like 3 or 4 years. But is there something like, what is your thing? Like the thing that improved your quality of life is so little, but it you're like, gosh, why didn't I discover it sooner? Like, how did I live this long without this? 702-364-9400.
Well, first, you're selling this bra.
I know.
Can you just tell us, please?
Okay, so, like, I get nothing from them, but the brand is Third Love. Have you heard of Third Love before?
No.
It's an online thing. Like, I've never seen it in stores. My husband bought me a couple for my birthday, like, years ago. And ever since then, I'm like, this is the bra that I like. I just like.
Third Love bras?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. And there's nothing special about the look. It's the feel.
The feel. Okay. You guys, the lift. There's no poking. The smoothness. Like, I could wear the thinnest t-shirt and you cannot see it.
I'm going to try this.
I love these bras. Gosh, I really want to get an endorsement deal with them because I'm like... But yeah, so is there a thing that you are like, why didn't I get this before? 702-364-9400. Someone just texted, deleting Insta, Facebook's, X and TikTok. Those were the things that improved my quality of life. I wish I would have done that sooner. I think about that. Mm-hmm. I think about like how much time I would have for other things. We always complain like, I'm so busy, I have no time. Meanwhile, scrolling on TikTok. Like,
I have an Instagram thing that it tells me if I've reached my daily limit and it's 2 hours. It'll say like 5 minutes to your daily time limit. There is something for me that I wish I knew sooner. I have really sensitive hearing and it's been something that I've dealt with all of my life. And sometimes my quality of sleep is really, really bad because I keep waking up in the middle of the night. James is snoring. Whatever. I finally tried these earplugs and I tell you, a game changer for my quality of sleep. I went on Amazon and I saw the reviews for these earplugs called Max Ultra Soft Earplugs. Mm-hmm. I'm not endorsed again. It's just one of those things. I was like, okay, great reviews. Let me try them. Every single night, I have amazing sleep because of these earplugs.
That is a game changer for a lot of people who have to deal with like a snoring spouse or something mm-hmm. like that. Do you feel them in your ear when you're sleeping? Because I can't sleep with earplugs of that. Like, I've tried and I just feel them all night.
So with these earplugs, I've tried so many and I've had some earplugs that I don't like. They're very uncomfortable. I've tried the wax ones. I'll try the over-the-ear ones. I've tried a lot of them. But these ones specifically, because they're soft foam, they really form to your ear and it feels really comfortable at night.
How do you hear your alarm in the morning?
You know what's funny? I don't know. I do. But I do.
I would freak out that I'm not going to hear my alarm now.
So James, actually this morning, I didn't hear my alarm and he nudged me. He's like, wake up, babe.
There you go. He's like, I have been snoring up a storm and your alarm is going off. Those earplugs are working way too well. It's Mix 94.1.